Thanksgiving to all those who are joining into BBS Radio or listening to this recording. This is the day before Thanksgiving, Wednesday, November the 25th, 2015. This is You Got Questions, We Got Answers. We wait for our host Winfrey and co-host Terry Brown to show up here shortly. Thank you for listening in. And I will play a little tune. See, until the next caller joins in, as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. And we have a so far a small crowd, probably many people traveling. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Marilyn. Welcome to the call. How are you?
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hey.
And here comes the next person. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Dharmananda in Boulder Creek, California.
Hello, Dharmananda. How are you doing?
Well, could be better.
All right. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
All right. You are in Boulder Creek?
Yeah.
All right.
Near Santa Cruz.
Let's see, we're only 1 minute away from the hour.
Are we on BBS?
We are on BBS, yes, we are.
Oh, okay. I'll be quiet.
I'll play a little tune.
You're number five, Dharmananda.
Number five?
Number five,
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Five people in line, you mean?
Yeah.
Really?
That's it.
Probably
really?
Thanksgiving. Maryland and Pennsylvania and me and Heiss and, see, who else was it?
Aaron?
Here.
Aaron. Yeah.
Aaron?
Hi, Marilyn.
Wow. No one's going to be calling in tonight because of Thanksgiving tomorrow, huh?
That's about all we can figure it out, Ed. Mm-hmm. There's one.
All right. Good evening and welcome to the call. Please see your location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hello, Marilyn.
Hey, Marilyn.
Marilyn. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hey. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Somebody else came in right with you, Marilyn. Welcome to that person. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry in Dallas.
I didn't hear Terry in Dallas. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Joni in St. Louis. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Joni.
Hey, welcome.
Hi, Joni.
Hey, Joni.
And then welcome the next person. Please say your name and location.
Robert from North Carolina.
Hello, Robert. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
All right.
Good.
Welcome to you, and I welcome also the next person. Please say your name and location.
If
you want to.
John from Las Vegas.
Hello, John. Good evening, and welcome to the call.
Hi, John.
Hello. Hi.
John, you always sound like an undercover agent.
I bet he is.
Who? Oh, yeah. My God. Wind slipped in there.
All right.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
Good evening, Win. And we had another caller join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, everyone. It's Susan in Maryland.
Hello, Susan. Hi. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Susan, you sound intense tonight.
Really?
She's not arguing with me, you notice?
Sorry, no longer.
Well, you know,
hey, Wynn, you know about those holistic doctors down in Florida that all got killed?
Yeah, I do.
You know why they got killed? It's because they found out that autism and cancer was causing enzymes were put into vaccines.
Yeah, I know. Well, I knew that.
Okay.
I knew that. You know, I knew they were also. I mean, if we're talking about the same thing, there was some miracle cure for cancer.
Yeah, DCMAF. Yeah.
Yeah, made from yogurt. And they were all working on that. And apparently it works. And it was working really well. And,
And then the company got shut down.
And then they didn't want that to come out. Okay?
I know. Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you start studying this thing, first it seems like preposterous that the powers to be would block things that are potentially good for us. But as I started to study ozone, there was a Dr. Rowan that went to Africa, and he was introducing it to people there, and he was getting rid of Ebola, and they shut him down. You know, they didn't kill him, but he was getting results. So it's kind of ridiculous, but just
there's a lot of stuff that'll kill Ebola.
Yeah,
pH balanced silver will do it.
Yeah, it's all about money. That's the way it is.
Well,
it's all about money.
Yeah.
You know, there's this underlying thing, even beyond money. It's beyond money. Maybe it is a big part of it, but, you know, the underlying agenda that's been around, if you study the New World Order and the Illuminati.
Oh, yeah, the population control, yeah.
The population control. That's, I believe, a very strong part of the underlying agenda.
I'll get you the link. I'll get.
I hear somebody chewing popcorn. Who is that? Terry, are you on the line?
Oh, can you hear me?
Always.
Hello, Terry.
Oh, yeah, I think it's me. I'm chewing popcorn, though.
God, either we can't get her unmuted or we hear her chewing popcorn.
Yeah, I think I'm muted and I'm mad.
Right.
Is that no GMO corn?
Am I fairly?
Yes, you're clear now and then. There's a little fade.
GMO, as I recall.
Yeah.
I'm on Skype, and you know Skype doesn't usually cut. The phone line has been cutting out almost every time. You know, so. I don't know if the phone lines are getting more erratic or if my energy is too high or the energy of the call is too high or if somebody up there doesn't like me. But it doesn't matter. We'll try Skype today. And hello, everyone. The day before Thanksgiving, let me start the recording. Anyone have something profound to say before we start?
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy holidays.
Same to you, Terry.
Thank you.
Dharmananda, it's nice to have you on the line. Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi.
How are you feeling, Dharmananda?
I'm in a lot of pain in my legs right now, in the hips.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Yeah.
This conference is being recorded.
This is November 25th, 2015. The day before Thanksgiving, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and hi to Bulgaria, and all of you everywhere. And you know what? We have a really intimate group tonight. Not too many people on the call. I guess everyone is busy buying turkeys. And so we're going to get a lot of questions in. I started talking to Dharmananda. You know, recently I have made connection with a guy who, his name is Dr. Jacob Swilling. And he had one of those very sophisticated medical clinics in Mexico. And I found them because Jillian, who I can never get to come on these calls, and it would be good for her if she did, you know, because, you know, she was my first girlfriend in college who introduced me to Edgar Cayce, to health foods. To I give her so much credit for the work I'm doing now. She and I used to travel around the country in a Volkswagen bus playing music everywhere. And she's very dear, and she's been always my good friend. And she's going through some health issues. And she's very stubborn about everything. But, you know, got to the point where she said, I don't know if I'm going to live if I have to keep doing this. So I found a doctor, this Dr. Swilling, who has a clinic in Encinitas. And he might qualify as the sharpest guy I ever ran into. He seems to be able to intuit people's problems just by hearing about them, and he knows exactly what to do. And we'll see if it works for Jillian. But Terry happened to have known him, had an encounter with him about 15 years ago, would you say, Terry?
Yeah. But wait a minute, I got to get unmuted.
I hear you. Don't do anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my mom was in an auto accident in about 1995. And she was placed in a home and said she would only live 3 months. And so I went and got her, and I took her to Dr. Swilling. And he analyzed her and determined that she fractured her skull in the auto accident and had water on the brain. So afterwards, she couldn't walk and she couldn't talk very well. So he recommended surgery. So I got her surgery, and she had another 6 months of quality life. And then after that, she started to notice that her brain was going downhill again. But she lived another year and a half, and we had some good times, and I would take her out to a restaurant, and we'd talk. So he was really impressive. He would analyze. He analyzed her, and I talked with him about the results, and he came up with things like, well, about 45 years ago or something, or 35 years ago, she had a flu vaccination. Not a flu vaccination. She had a polio vaccination, and he commented on that showed up in her blood and in her immune system analysis. So he's really sharp. Thank you.
So in any case, I had the chance to, and he's an older guy, been around for a long time. And
he seemed like he was old when I took my mom there.
Yeah. And I had a connection. I had a really great connection with him. He sent him my books, and he's reading them. And I said, I got to get you on my calls, because I know people that have problems, and I'll bet you can help. And he agreed. So we have that to look forward to. Anyone want to look him up? His name is Jacob Swilling, Swilling. He's got YouTubes out where he talks about healing cancer, etc. I think really, really, really good connection. It felt like he was an old soul that I knew somewhere in the past. He recognized that too. So we can look forward to that. Terry and I just got back from our Thanksgiving dinner there's a restaurant in Sedona. Every year, they open their doors and they give away. Terry, you're making noise again.
Oh, I plugged in my headset.
Okay,
go ahead.
They have their annual Thanksgiving dinner, and it's a free dinner. And they just have all the tables pushed together, so people end up sitting next to people. And so you never know who you're going to meet. And who did we meet? You know, I've been sitting around.
Actress, across the table and to the left, who's retired, and there was another guy to the right who used to hang out with Jay Mussel, who used to own that restaurant.
And, well, the restaurant we're in used to be a saloon that Jane Russell used to own. if some of you remember Joan, Jane Russell, she was like one of the early Hollywood glamour sex stars, okay? And some of you may not know this, but Sedona has this history of being, in the early days of movies, they used to make all these cowboy movies here, like Coppola and Cassidy and John Wayne and whatever. And, you know, the scenery is so cool. And so the guy on the right of us happened to work for Jane Russell when she had her saloon before it was the restaurant. And so we were having a great conversation about all the people in early Sedona. Okay, and then it turns out he's a car mechanic, and so I've been sitting around with my car needing a clutch job. This is the way I wasn't almost going to go. I always think, it's such a good vibe. You never. This is like how synchronicities occur, where you go in a situation like that. And you get seated in exactly the right place, and you get to talk to people that you would never talk to, and so we had a good time. And even Terry was talking. It's like, like the guy across from us has a publishing company in Sedona, and Terry said, "Oh, I want to write a book," and he said, "I'm really interested." Terry wants to call her book Ghost to Ghost. Okay.
Yeah, I already started writing it of my memory of my past life, where what I was doing last life and the life before and the life before and the life before and the life before, and how all of those things affected me in this life and what the clues were in this life, the memories, the dreams, the visions that came from those other lives, and the talents and gifts that I got from what I did in those other lives, or the detriments, the karma that I had to work through based upon how I messed up in those other lives. So that's essentially, I've got the outline of it written now. And he was interested. He said, "Hey, I'll help you with that." But the neat thing about it is, it's like when you go for, when Wynn is around other people, he has the ability to draw them out, and you find things out that I would have never found out.
Well. You know what? It works when, there was a really good energy at that place because it was a free dinner. There's always a good energy when there's something free, right?
That's really good food, too.
It's really good food, and they sit everybody next to each other. So you can't just sit in your own little, separate table. You don't know who you're going to be sitting with. So,
Of course, you could just sit there and not say anything, but when draws everybody at the table out and gets them to tell a little bit about themselves, and they're really interesting people.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, at one point, I didn't really want to get to know anybody because I said, okay, this is about the Elohim, and I can't be a normal person, and no one's going to understand this. They're all going to think I'm a nutcase. And I got over that and realized that that was only one aspect of what I do, an important aspect. But the more human I am, the more that aspect becomes accessible. That's the interesting thing. When I try to focus on that aspect of what we do, every time I meet somebody, it's like they immediately think they're absolutely crazy, you know? But hang on here. Just a second here. I got your message, your question, Beth. And I have usual list of questions. Okay. And I recommend again to you guys, you know, I'm not promoting this in a big way. I just put it at the bottom of our emails. But at least take the time and listen to some of that stuff about this ozone machine. Because we have not had a bad report. I mean, people are amazed, and I'm amazed, because people start drinking the water and chronic things start going away. It may not work for everybody, probably won't, but so far a really high percentage of people have had some kind of impact. And in the least sense, most people notice an increase of energy. And over a long period of time, not a long period, a few months of drinking it, my body feels much stronger. It just feels stronger. And that's not an unusual response from what I read from other people. Okay, on that note, Terry, you're not ready, right?
Yeah, I'm never ready to go on the radio. But you know what? It's a good thing it's not me. They're coming through. So I got to step aside. And right. Another thing is, like, it's like they're so good, you know, and then after it's over, I think, well, you know, what are they going to do for an encore?
Mm-hmm.
But they always come up with something. Okay. I'm doing my presets, tuning in to their frequency and setting my own issues or things I've been working on aside.
Okay.
So it can be a clear space.
All right. Wait a second. Here we go. I'm just, Rich Buckley asked a question, and I asked him to clarify something, and he just did. So let me just make sure I paste that in to where his
question. I like that name. That would be a good name for a good stage name, even, you know? I like
Rich
that
Buckley?
Name.
Rich Buckley?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost as good as Kit Carson. You know, you guys don't know this, but we have the reincarnation. I'm not going to tell you who it is, okay? He's probably listening. I'm not going to tell you, but we have who I think to be the reincarnation of Kit Carson on the line, okay? So there you go.
It was amazing when we met him in person. I just started seeing all these visions of these amazing horse pictures, like riding a horse and really action pictures. It was really amazing. Anyway.
Yeah.
That was great.
And he looked like Kit Carson when I looked at the pictures, you know?
Right.
All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is we are really honored to be with you. It is sacred when we are able to make this contact with the earthly beings. And we take a moment and we tune to your earth flame and are with each and every person, even though we maintain our frequencies, which are very high and out of the human range in a way. We are able to sense, hear, see, and feel you, and to translate your strengths and desires and wishes in to our realm, and able to impart for the things that for are the highest good. We impart strength behind your intention to increase it where you wish it, when it is for the highest good. Do you have questions? Well, one other thing we wish to say is if it does not resonate with you, then it is not for you at this time. And even though someone else may ask the same question as you have in your heart, it may not be the same answer for you, because all the answers, even though the question may be the same, the answers are different for different people. We do not wish to control you. We only wish to provide service and assistance. So where you can take it and make use of it, do, and otherwise let it go. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, first question is from Deb in Lapine, Oregon. And I know maybe we have time tonight to ask this kind of a question. Sometimes I put it off because it's about, and you know, it's a thing, it's very serious to the person, okay? People get very attached to their animals. And I try to pick questions that are more, how can I say it, appeal to a more widespread group. But Deba asks, I was wondering why my lost cat, Simon, says he wants to come home, but then runs from me when I see and call him. Is he afraid of the carrier that I'm carrying, a cat carrier? Or does he not recognize me? Or what is occurring? Are the dark forces running interference? I really want him home with me, and I am worried about him. Deb in Lapine, Oregon.
Thank you, Deb. We are familiar with your questions concerning Simon, and we see that Simon is very connected to you. However, Simon does not understand that his life in the cat carrier is not what his life would continue to be if he came to you. He got thinking that he will be put back in the cat carrier, and he does not understand. He wants the freedom to know where he is going. He did not know where he's going, and he was very scared based upon other times when he was a cat and got put in a cat carrier and was taken to the pound and places where he did not wish to be. He's very scared and skittish of being in the cat carrier, and that's why he ran from the cat carrier. And it is a big issue with him. He's definitely afraid of being put in a cat carrier, and that is how his life will be. He does not see or able to project that his life would be any different than being in this cat carrier. The deathly fear took him over in the cat carrier, and he had to escape, and he is scared to come back because of the cat carrier. And where he didn't know where he was going, and what he was scared that it might lead is in some time in the past, it did lead to his demise. He wants to be in control of his life and his freedom. And if he does recognize you, but he did not want to be put back in the cat carrier.
So maybe the best idea is to just bring his favorite food and sit there, say, "Here, eat your food," and then grab him and put him in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Okay.
Before that, you might try speaking to him and saying that you would love him home and picture him home by evening of closeness, and send a picture like that. As it gets colder, it will depend upon whether the people that are feeding him take him in and make him feel loved and wanted. It is a balance between his love for you and his fear of the cat carrier in the future if he comes back to you. But if you explain to him and send him pictures of not being in the cat carrier and try to get across to him that the future is not the cat carrier with you, it is different.
Okay. Next question is from Joshua T. in Itasca, Texas. And he asked some questions previously about being connected with Jesus, and it was indicated that there was a connection, and that he had called on Jesus. And I knew he was going to ask the question, did I know Jesus, or did it happen in other lifetimes when he had some kind of religious affiliation, and he called on Jesus in that way? So now he wants the clarification of the question. Can I know about the past life where I was connecting with Jesus? Was I in a body during the time? Was I in a body with Jesus during his time, or was it in a religious setting in another time?
Thank you. We definitely see settings in other lives where you picked up on the energy and you were connected very closely with the energy and the awareness of Jesus. And you were connected. Give us a moment. We see there was some connection during the time of Jesus. And we give you these clues. We see that there were quite a few lives where it was a profound influence on you, and it carried into your future lives from the past life in the time when Jesus was alive. We see that you had instruction from others that were close to Jesus, and you became devout in various lives. We do not wish to lay out the whole thing for you because we wish to leave you room for your own self-memory. You can look back over this life and your memories of this life and how you felt connected in this life with the energies of Jesus, and this will be a clue, an open door, an open window to the past lives where you were connected to the energies of Jesus, which is then open door to the time of Jesus and what your connection with him at that time was. We wish to leave you with a sense of investigation and intrigue, and to develop your memory, your own personal memory, which you have started to develop. When you have a memory, it is like a remembering of yesterday or some memory in this life, and it can come in flashes of what your past life was, and visions and pictures, and just look at it and then determine if, evaluate it, was this a real life past memory, or was this a book you read, or was this a movie you saw? And you will begin to have discernment over which is really the past life memory. It is better for you to use this as a stepping stone for your involvement in your own memory of what your connections are. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Rosia sent me her list of questions. And, you know, Rosia, there's a couple questions I'm probably not going to ask, okay? And I want to explain why I'm not going to ask them. So that you should take them off your list. And one of them is, can the Elohim, Ra group, tell me if the group Anonymous will be successful in helping to stop? And other injustices all over the world. You know,
we lost you in the middle of your sentence. Say your sentence.
I'll read it again. Yeah. But I don't want to ask this. I just want to explain why I'm not going to ask it. Can the Elohim, Ra group, tell us for one helping stop the UN's Agenda 21 and other injustices in the world? First of all, the question implies that there is destiny, and that instead of everything being creating in the moment, so things can go this way and that way and the other way. And so it would become prophetic. And in case you've not noticed, our sources usually don't engage in prophecy, okay? Because prophecies are on a timeline, and we're operating at a level where we're outside of the timelines that the prophecies are in. So if our work got enough grounding in the world, there are other peoples who were holding similar timelines, then the whatever would be at a prophetic timeline would not could be overrun. Okay, and then when you talk about a group like Anonymous or any group, it is extremely hard to tell if the group Anonymous is always the same group and is always positive, because
there are different groups Anonymous.
Yeah.
There are different groups Anonymous, so it is hard to tell when the word Anonymous is used which group it is behind that particular item.
Right. And also, we know very often that the negative sources will use names and postings on the internet as if they were the same as the positive source, assuming there is a positive source, because oftentimes the whole thing is negative, but it's made to just distract people. It's made to stop people from praying or asking the higher realms for shift. And it starts to sound like there is somebody that's going to save you, and they happen to be Anonymous. And there are a lot of cases where there are the negative powers use the idea of somebody saving us to distract the energy. In other words, instead of saving ourselves, we start waiting for something to happen, whether it's the return of Jesus, whether it's the landing of the nice space people, whether, you know, whatever, whether maybe even the blue avians, okay? We start to think this whole conflict in the world, which there definitely is a conflict, is designed on some level to make you rise above it, not to polarize with it. So the more you focus on it, and the more you're scared of it, I know it's hard not to be that way, but the more you do that, the more you're in a state of polarization. So not a good question, okay? And
we have left the mystery. The first time you said it, you cut out. The second time you said it, it was you cut out a little bit, but you were speaking the second time of Agenda 21. And could you explain what Agenda 21 is?
I don't know what it is, actually. I didn't look it up. So that's another thing, Ruth. You explain these things, because some of these things, just because it's in the news, doesn't mean our sources are reading the newspapers or watching the internet to figure it out. Let's pen that and see if I want to go back, since we don't know what Agenda 21 is, okay? But in general, I don't think it's a good question for our venue, all right? And then another thing is, it's like, will my deceased mom and dad contact me soon now that they are in a better place? Now, it's like, first of all, there's a lot of variables there. Again, you're asking it as if there's no variables, and if there's destiny in terms of, will my deceased mom and dad contact me? You know, there's their choice, your choice, and are they in a zone where they have the potential to contact? Is it enough to receive messages, even if they did? But I'll let our sources address it. But, you know, you can see the problem with the question.
We see that they have their own issues to deal with in the transition time. And so we see that they are working to deal with that. We suggest that you do not put pressure on them to contact you, but instead send them loving energy and encouragement. Tell them you love them and you are wishing, you are sending them the well-being, the wishes for their well-being, and you love them. Let them know that you love them. You be the source point, not them being the source point to you. As you become the source point, and you let them know their love, but you aren't putting them pressure on them to come through to you and interrupt what they are doing. It is sometimes not good to interrupt a being who has crossed over, because they are really working hard to move into where their future will be, and sometimes it sets them back to be pulled back into something from the past, but it always helps to send your love to them, to their frequency, to their soul's signature, because wherever they are at and whatever they are doing, that encourages them to be stronger and to deal with things better. We hope that helps.
Thank you. And I'll just ask one more question here for her. Just wondering, what's the reason for my slow healing process regarding my right wrist, fingers, and left knee? Am I being punished for something?
No, it is not punishment. The factors needed for healing, the minerals, the energy connections, we see even the weather where you are, the weather, the coldness outside, it is affecting healing to some degree. There are physical things affecting healing as well as the mindset in connection with healing. There are minerals that are needed to build with in the healing. When something is slow to heal, then look for an answer in the diet, in the circulation, gentle massage, and talking to the cells, that in the connection to reconnect, it is good, and give them love. But you need to build your bone strength.
Thank you. Next question. Rich Buckley, there's a lake in southern Russia called Lake Baikal, which has events that happen around it, somewhat similar to the Bermuda Triangle, where both sometimes disappear. And what is the question here? Are parts of Lake Baikal in southern Russia subjected to periodic magnetic flux related time portals. So the question is, are there magnetic flux related time portals which cause this occurrence to happen? Okay. Thank you.
There are energy vortexes based upon old past events that have happened and the leading through of past vortexes into current vortexes, causing things to vanish from this time complex and move in to a past time warp. That is what we see.
Okay. Next question is from Eric in Santa Fe. He asked about healing, particularly healing for terminally ill people. How does healing work for terminally ill people that's connected to healing by entities and vibrational energies from the other side? Thank you.
Thank you. There are groups of beings on the other side at a lower level who work together and can be called in to heal. However, one thing is senior, and that is the intention of the person. Sometimes the person gives up or wishes to move to the other side to a transition, as they do not see the possibility of their body healing. There are higher levels of healing with, let's say, our group or higher vibration beings who have a bigger toolbox. But overall, the person's own intention is senior. What they believe is going to happen to them, what they believe then affects the molecules of their body. That is why when calling a disease, it is like labeling, putting a label on the body, cancerous, cancerous. And the molecules all go, cancerous. And then one tries to overcome that labeling. If one just says, Doc says I got cancer, but, that doesn't mean that tomorrow, that there should be this label on my whole body saying cancerous. We got to remove the label and set the crystal straight so that we can put a different spin on the molecules. We are great. We are healthy. We don't have to worry about the other thing. It can fade and dissolve and can move into a faded past, which does not affect us now because we are strong in current time. And it doesn't apply to us. Things are created moment by moment. And maybe the doc says cancer, but we can put a different spin on our body, a different label, and start the healing right away.
Thank you. When somebody does something, there's a process called psychic surgery, where apparently somebody would put their hands into somebody's body, right through the skin, do things, manipulate things, even pull out bad organs. If a person, first of all, let me ask, does that actually exist? Do people can do that?
There are some people that can do that. There are some people who can do that. Sometimes there are some people that really can work with that well and can affect healing, where
yeah.
an individual can show up and they can do the healing with the psychic surgery and even
come
up with safe.
Are they doing it with people's help from the other side, from beings on the other side, or are they doing it with their own energy?
These are usually individuals who are connected to beings on the other side that work with them.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Let me get another question in here. Let's see. Hang on. Margaret in New Zealand, okay?
We love you, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. It's spring in New Zealand, and I was thinking about the odd, tiny hunter spiders. There's some kind of spider. It's called a hunter spider.
To stay away from.
Sounds like it. Arachnids belong to an even larger group. This is a quote. A larger group of animals called arthropods, which also include insects and crustaceans, lobsters, crabs, shrimp, and barnacles. Approximately 80% of all animals are from this group, and there's 30,000 different species of spiders. What is the goal of even one small solitary hunter spider? What can it or its group move into after its spider experience ends? What ultimate being can it become as it continues to slowly move back towards the creator? Okay, thank you.
Slowly is the key word, slowly, slowly. It is an experience that is different than most of experience. And it is like a very singular experience where the entity is pinning his whole existence and giving his whole life to his existence. And in the third density realm, and has either degraded from a higher state and is attempting to work out some of his distortions, or is arising from a lower state and is attempting to move through distortions that he wishes to experience, but then to eventually rise above. And it is like a hypnotic, a genetic thing that keeps the energy moving in the direction of his past distant ancestors. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, last week, I think it was last week, we asked a question about, was it service to self entity? I'm asking this just in case any of them are listening, tuning in on us. You know, the entities that are trying to manipulate this planet for their own self-interest, for their own creating their own private paradise, that are willing to kill other people or reduce the population. It was indicated that those beings have separated themselves from the energy of the creator, of creation, and are trying to operate in a lower resonance, mostly with reflected energy. as opposed to the energy from source. And it was indicated if somebody stays on that track, they could end up reincarnating as a rock, for example. And they lose their, over time, maybe it's a long time, that where it plays out, but they lose their individuation, their human bipodal individuation. And so you had mentioned when you're talking about these spiders that a higher entity could have gone into that experience. Could this be the fate of some of those service to self beings in this realm of time, the ultimate fate?
It could. We take you, for instance, into some of the karma that can be a person can inflict upon themselves by, say, being suicide bomber. So they work into the crowd. The crowd has great trust about the connections with the people around them. It is something that is built over time, the companionship of people, the crowd, the trust that each person has in the other, which when a person is growing up is very important for the trust between the parent and the child and the child and the parent, and the openness with which one gives, and it has a great effect upon the ability of a person to survive in the realm when they are able to cooperate with others. However, if they come across the situation where they are induced into becoming a suicide terrorist, then suddenly they place themselves in an area where they can't be trusted. This vital trust that an individual has in his fellow man in walking through a crowd, that it is safe, that it is good to go out and enjoy companionship, to watch theatrical things, to go to sports events, and the trust of people, it is a very good experience. Now, the person that hurts himself the most is a suicide bomber hurting himself because in his next life he has this feeling, I cannot be trusted. Other people cannot be trusted. It breaks his connection with humanity, his connection with his parents in his next life. People can't be trusted. They may come in and do something irrational. And now this is very hard to get over because they don't remember why they can't trust themselves. They can't remember why they don't feel others can be trusted. And now they have shot themselves in the foot towards building a whole new life and relying upon all the help from all the other people that are around them, the baker, the grocery store, the restaurant, people, the policeman on the street helping people across, instilling order. They have lost their sense of connection, and they have cast themselves out of society. And it is very hard to get back because the person has their own integrity and they feel they cannot be trusted and others can't be trusted. Well, that maybe gives a little insight on the beginning of the decline of a being.
Thank you. I get it. I feel it. Thank you for explaining that. And I thought if any of what we call the negative groups are listening, they might want to play that a couple of times in case we're right, okay?
And yes, that, no. there is another factor here, and that is that some of the people who believe that population must be limited have the population a whole to heart, because they feel like there's, it can't be supported continually with the population explosion, however it is. And they reach for a dramatic, subtle, covert solution. But they have not explored everything fully when the solution is to wipe out many of the people using controversial cover-up subterfuges. That is our comment.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for being here with us tonight. And we just send blessings around our planet right at this moment. If for your help and support, we send energy, we send earthquake mediation for gentle releases. We send synchronicities and obstacles to those intentions on our planet that are not for the highest good of all concerned and that are dishonoring the free will flow of energy amongst people. We ask for transmutation of all those things from chemtrails, from GMOs, HARP, and we ask that no nuclear weapons be allowed to go off. And we thank our sources for being here, supporting us, and supporting our intentions to the highest good. And thank all of you for being here and asking questions and helping to bring all of this to the surface.
All callers are unmuted.
And, of course, we thank
Jerry. Thank you, Wayne and Terry. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you very much.
That was awesome.
And Terry and Ben.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Blessings to everyone. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Your conference recording has stopped.